Since the first case of anthrax was confirmed on October 4th, there have been scares about unknown powdery substances in airports, corporate hallways, and offices. But all of the people who have tested positive for anthrax exposure so far have come into contact with anthrax bacteria by opening contaminated mail. And that's making a lot of Americans nervous, including those who sort and deliver letters and packages. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
There were two anthrax scares at a postal sorting facility in Portland, Maine this weekend. President of the state chapter of the American Postal Workers Union, Dave Greenlaw, heard about the first from union members.
Friday evening, around 5:30, the employees that work the cancellation machines in the Portland Post Office came across an envelope that got torn open during the cancellation process, spewing a white powdery substance all over the employees in the immediate area, over the mail.
Greenlaw was working there Saturday afternoon when the same thing happened again.
An envelope addressed to an individual in southern Maine with no return address got stuck in one of the canceling machines, broke open. This powdery substance again spews all over the area, the mail, surrounding mail and everything. And again, employees are isolated. Postal operations are shut down.
Things returned to normal about 4 hours later when tests turned up no signs of anthrax bacteria. Similar events happened in Connecticut and Colorado. And with the Postal Service still not yet caught up from delays by new restrictions on airmail, workers nationwide say they keep just trying to do their job. Joanne Price has worked at the Washington, D.C. Processing and Distribution Center for more than two decades. With her left hand, she picks up pieces of mail rejected by the automatic machine. With her right, she types in the zip code, and she puts possible threats out of her mind.
Well, it really makes your nerves bad and all that, concentrate on stuff like that. So I try not to think about it.
But Price is on the lookout for suspicious items.
Packages with a bag or stamps on it, and maybe raggedy, not taped together properly. Something might be leaking.
Postal workers and mailroom employees across the nation have been briefed on anthrax and told to take precautions. This is not the first time the U.S. mail has been used for deadly crimes. The Unabomber led to changes in package sorting procedures. Usually about 80 prank letters a year threaten that the recipient has been exposed to a deadly substance. Deborah Wilhite is Vice President of Public Policy for the Postal Service.
Mail is part of the fabric of this nation, and it is something that is very, very important to our economy, very important to our democracy, and that is why mail is being used.
But Wilhite stresses that even with confirmed exposures to anthrax bacteria sent through the mail, the vast majority of the 680 million pieces of mail delivered around the nation daily is clean. Still, people are nervous. At least three residents of Aurora, Colorado, outside Denver, asked police in recent days to inspect envelopes they thought looked suspicious. All three held letters, nothing else. Sergeant Bob Steff says officers are happy to help allay people's fears.
If they're scared about something that they received in the mail, then we encourage people to call us. But be reasonable about it if they can.
What constitutes a reasonable reaction to odd mail may be among the many things shifted since September. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.